Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Who knows if anything's going to be working today on the Real Ass Podcast. I honestly, I spoke into my microphone assuming it wasn't going to work. I shit you not, Shannon.
Give me a minute. I'll fix it for you.
Fuck off. It's fine. No sound, Shannon. It's fine.
No, I want to see if I can read your mind.
No, I want to see. All right, fine. My soundboard's broken today, and Shannon's like, all right, we don't have a soundboard, but what I'll do is I have all the sounds loaded on my board, and then every time you press it, we'll see if I can just read your mind.
I feel like I can.
I love that.
We'll make fakes make sounds.
It's crazy. God damn it, dude. We have an incredible show planned today, okay?
Why were you so late for it?
Yeah. Can I introduce the show first, and then maybe I'll tell you why I'm fucking late, and I'll tell you. Honestly, I almost called Meter Maid a racial. I won't even say what color this person was, but I almost used a racial.
Epitaph is compliment. Like a poem.
Isn't that Egyptian writing?
A racial epithet. Yeah, Karen.
Shannon's smarter than me.
Anyway, I called her a nigger. But, you know.
Zenny Snake.
I wasn't even looking at the board. I would have just picked a rando at that time.
So
fine,
worked.
Shannon. That worked technically. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I am your host, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico out, not able to make it today. But I wanted to do 5 shows this week, a full fucking week of the Real Ass Podcast.
Wait, I'm looking for the what? You're thinking of the explosion.
Rape.
Find it.
On the first fucking date.
That's the one you press.
Find it.
Press another one.
Rattlesnake.
This sucks. I need to be in control of the board. So I do like the fact that Karen's dancing right now. So if we use more rattlesnakes and get Karen to do a little shoulder shake, it'd be bigger.
Press another one.
She can't not. She doesn't have the ability to not, even if she's mad at me.
My face isn't dancing.
It's not fair that I'm shadowing her with my bigger tits.
It's all about the shoulders.
Zach D'Amico couldn't be here, but I am doing 5 Real Ass Podcasts every single day this week, 11 a.m. Eastern. You're going to experience a new Real Ass Podcast. Maybe this is the way we do it. Maybe we just come out and we're fucking a 5-day a week show now. Who knows? But we do have 3 incredible guests. You guys know him from, first of all, Shannon, you didn't even collect any information from Figs.
You don't know me? Like, I've been here 4 times.
No, I know,
times.
But I don't know what I'm going to plug in. His non-existent podcast, yes. Only Figs. By the way, he's going to call it Only
no,
Figs.
No, I'm not calling it Only Figs.
He was going to call
I
it Only
gonna
Figs.
Was going to call it Only Figs.
And you know what I said?
What?
I was like, what about Only Figs? And he was like, yeah, but it's Only Figs.
Yeah, but the concept would have been different. Then I messaged her, and she read it and didn't answer me back, so.
I left him on red.
Because it's ridiculous.
I sent her a fucking paragraph.
I was like, run with this stupid idea.
I'm going to do the Real Ass Video Stream. It's not the same thing. It's a Real Ass Video Stream. You're a Real Ass Podcast.
It's rap. It's about like Reynolds Rap. It's raps. It's W-R-E.
Mike Figs is here. What's up, kid?
What's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Shannon, you better have some world news for Figs, because we're going to go around the world later.
Baby.
You know what's going on. Also, you guys know him from his podcast, The Creepy Corner. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys aren't on Compound Media, right? You guys
No. We had a pilot on Compound, but we're an independent. CreepyCorner.nyc.
CreepyCorner.nyc. Mm-hmm. I think they rent. They are a Compound Media rental client. And also July 9th and 10th at Laughing Up Comedy Club. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Anthony Zenhauser's here.
Hey. Zenhauser.
What's up,
all right.
Hey.
Zenhauser.
It's nice to be here. I'll make sounds too.
Anthony.
Yeah, please. What was that?
I don't know.
Karen's cringing. I see
her.
It sounds like a metal song. I like it. Sorry, Karen. We're positive.
Why
here.
Are you yelling at me for not reacting the way you wanted me to react?
Positive reinforcement here on the show.
I'm happy. I didn't say anything.
Nancy.
I'm being neutral Nancy.
She walked in with a
neutral
plant.
Nancy.
Neutral Nancy. I like it.
She brought a plant in.
All right, neutral
I
Nancy.
I brought Shannon a plant.
Plant. She's got a new apartment.
It reminded me of her tattoo, so I bought it for her. I got all this stupid money I don't know what to do with. Spend it on Shannon. I know you don't.
Why did you buy Shannon a plant?
Because I like her.
Just because?
Yeah. I think she has a thankless job.
Shannon. Shannon, do you like your job?
No, I fucking actually hate it.
Good.
Was that you?
What is she going to say to her boss?
That was Spinks doing the impression.
No, that was her.
I hate fucking Lewis.
I hate you, Lewis. You fucking faggot. You're sick.
I can't see past that fat Greek guy.
So,
Karen Feehan.
I'm introducing
her. Oh, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know her from her podcast, Only Feehans. You guys might know her from her OnlyFans, M&M6969.
Thank you. Wow, rolls off your tongue so quickly.
If you go on Reddit.
Perusing?
If you go on Reddit, you get some free
photos. Shut the fuck up, Biggs. Shut the fuck up, Biggs, you fat fuck.
Put it in M&M's.69.
Shut the fuck up,
you get her. She's dancing with her dog. And a nip slip. Nip slip while she's dancing with her dog. Reddit.com.
It's not a slip if I pull it out, you dumbass. You're not bright.
Reddit.com.
Stop it.
He's promoting the Reddit.
I know. You're such a scumbag. Only figs.
You guys, she's going to be opening up for Rich Voss at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie on the 20th and 21st, which is great. That's fun. I also have the host of Frantic every Monday night at The Stand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Karen Feehan.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be back here on the Real Ass Podcast.
You are a bipolar cunt.
How many handsome guys can we fit in one room?
Stop.
I love it here.
I like your dress. Stop. Can you show the fans your dress? Because you really did. Nobody gets dressed up for this. Wow. Shannon, move the camera. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look good, right?
Hell
she's
yeah.
still making money.
Jack.
She's looking great for her age.
Good shoulders.
She really is, guys.
No,
I wasn't staring at the nipples. Good shoulders.
No, she's no undergarments.
For her age, she's still looking good.
Shut up for your weight, you fucking chubby bitch.
You're hefty.
Now, who's she talking to?
Either one.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Come on, you gotta be more specific.
I'm nice. Spraying fat bullets.
You're not fat anymore.
I'm getting jacked. I'm still a little fat. I'm still a little fat.
He'll be back. He's going through a breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, already?
Shit.
No, sorry.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I will not be fat.
I'll hit you, Magnolia.
I will. I'm going to be fucking Jack fucking Diesel for a while because my fight's not until October. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Good for you.
Did you delete Little James's save file on his Wii U? Fuck you, Magnolia. I hate you, bitch. We're never going back to Jamaica.
Never again.
Can I get a coffee, please, from somebody? Thank you, Paco.
I really had so much fun in Jamaica.
No, you fucked up Luigi's mansion. You fucked up the save file. Little James is fucking heated. I go to Fight Island for one day.
So, look, we do have an incredible show planned today. I got some stuff to plug. Why don't we do our plug? Do you guys have anything else to plug, or did I just handle all
Just go to her. Me and him are fucking... We got to go work at Fridays after this. Go ahead. Just go to fucking...
Watch Karen Sucks on YouTube. There's two episodes up. Check it out. It's really right. funny.
Love it. Cool. Very cool. I got some live shows coming up as well, guys. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. July 22nd through 24th, I believe it is, I'm going to be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. Great club. Love San Diego. Going to be a lot of fun. Love that entire city. Love that entire scene. So come the fuck out if you're in San Diego. My first West Coast headlining performances since the pandemic.
The gay community, right?
It's a lot of gays. There's going to be a lot of gay men there.
Yeah, there's one right now.
And a fucking sugar-free Red Bull. Paco, you sexy
He's
bitch.
He's so cute.
Paco's hot for a fucking Asian, right,
dude? He
looks
like a little pool boy today. I love it. I want to grease him up and roll around on him.
He's sexy. Yeah.
Paco, hell yeah, dude.
Looks like one of the sexy kids from the Hook movie.
Yes, yeah. He does.
Rufio.
Throw some purple whipped cream on me, daddy.
Rufio.
Dude, that's like the entire Gas Digital crew reminds me of all of the Lost Boys. Like, they don't eat real food. They're just like...
I know. And Shannon's like kratom-dub Tinkerbell.
That's funny you said Rufio was...
Instead of the dust, it's kratom. You don't fly, you just pass out a heroin-induced kratom fucking...
My nickname in college was Rufio.
I bet it was.
Hold on, Shannon.
Gessel snake.
But there's the rat plug.
Rape. He raped those cheerleaders. Cheerleader Cosby's.
Yeah, also I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, South Jersey, the last week of July as well. So come out to those shows. Lots more stuff being planned for this fall. Come to the Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Oh, Figs is going to be
That's
on that
right,
show.
Baby.
Fuck yeah.
Why haven't you put me on yet?
You'll be on one. Stop. She's so fucking entitled. Every time I do something, she's like, why am I not doing that? Why is
That's
this about to
true.
Do that?
Why is there a Karen there?
Every time.
It's very, it's.
I would say one out of like eight.
Okay, so that's definitely not every. Not
that's
even
a lot,
close.
Though. That's a lot. Zenhauser never does that.
I never get to do it.
Because he knows why he's not on.
I'm just not in demand. Just not in demand. Make See sure. how you turned it into.
I
love it when you guys find a good common bond to be.
June 23rd, we will be at the Stress Factory. Big J. Okerson, Shane Gillis, Curran Fisher, Zach Amico, Figs. It's going to be a fucking incredible night. Do you want to come?
I mean, I did our whole relationship.
No, we got Sheba Mason
never
coming.
Happened.
We invited Sheba Mason. She can't come.
You know, now you're not on the show. Now you're
why?
The next one.
No. You didn't give me orgasms. Really I'm not on the show.
Yes, that's exactly why. And I made you come sometimes, like one out of eight.
One
out of eight is my ratio with her.
This is my big ocho.
Got something to look up on Reddit when I go on Reddit now.
Shut up.
I grew my mustache out extra long for you. For the
I forgot my glasses, my cool fucking glasses. Hell yeah.
I miss your Hunter S. Thompson sporting glasses.
I need some new yellow ones. I've decided to bring the look back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking badass. I just saw a video of me recently. I was like, I was a fucking badass with that look. Hell yeah. Mm. All right, so anyway, June 23rd, we'll be at the Stress Factory. Get those tickets right now, guys. This show will sell out. We sold out last time. There's no way it's not going to sell out this time. It's one of the best fucking lineups in the world. Also, if you want to support me directly, if you guys have been following me on Twitter, my YouTube account was suspended. We'll talk about why in just a second. But you guys cannot watch the Real Ass Podcast for free this week without a Gas Digital subscription. So go to GasDigitalNetwork.com right now. Subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. So if you guys are just watching on YouTube and you guys want the show and you want to watch the video version of the show, you can get the entire on-demand library. All the old shows, everything. Over 700 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast. All ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Plus Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and all the other podcasts on the network. Use that promo code RAP. 70 free trial. Never has there been a more important time to be a Gas Digital subscriber. YouTube is going to be banning all of our shit eventually. I'm telling you right now, there's no way. The shit that they fucking banned me for is ridiculous.
What was that?
I'll tell you right now. Thanks, Shannon.
We'll talk. What about Zenny?
This coming up in June.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. My nice. Team Rattlesnake fucking merch. There's going to be other designs, too. These are just some
awesome.
Of them. We have a few designs that are going to be up there, but if you guys want, it's June 21st through 28th. There'll be Team Rattlesnake. Finally, you guys can support Team Rattlesnake directly by buying a t-shirt or a sleeveless t-shirt, maybe some other gear as well. But June 21st through 28th, that's coming up.
I feel like there's a Chinese gang with the same symbol somewhere.
Yes. I thought it was like very Cobra Kai.
He's getting stabbed.
Yes. It's COVID Kai, though.
COVID
that
Kai.
Wasn't bad.
Can we do another plug?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to skip
what plug?
Zen, you got to skip your days.
Late.
We're fine.
You didn't do your plugs.
What are you talking about?
He didn't do his plugs.
I did his plugs.
He did my plugs.
What are your plugs?
What about the plugs that we got going on? I mean, you got a show next week going on.
What podcast are you listening to?
What's your plug?
You and me are doing that bar show.
Yeah, I got a show in Garrison, New York. It's going to be 15 people there. Go.
Yeah, we just killed the whole energy. Sorry.
Will you guys kiss?
You
want to
see what? Want to make out?
Figs will make out with a guy. No. Figs is desperate.
No, I'm not. What are you kidding me, man? There's
something about that chair that makes you gay.
Yeah. Talking about Zen, tell me about your show.
I look at Figs and I realize that I try to do the same tricks that he does to not look fat. Like Lev does this too. We're like all black.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like oversized all black. Like,
I'm always slouching. See, look, now I'm standing up.
Yeah, dude, we know.
But I'm like always sucking in, kind of like, hey, I'm skinny.
We can see. You're not like a fucking.
Like your stage crew for the
Yeah, they're like a stage crew, but you're not in a black background. Like you're up against a fucking light background.
The first thing
see
I did
you.
Was look where the camera was so I can give them this angle like this.
Yeah, deep V's not a good choice with all those neck rolls either.
All right, you're hurting my feelings. Okay. I don't appreciate it.
He likes me.
Oh, fat joke.
You don't know Zenhauser?
We haven't hung like this before. We've met.
Okay,
I think you did Frantic, yeah?
I've been on Frantic.
I feel like you guys are part of the same fucking weird, like, fringe racist comedian circle.
I've tried to kiss Pat Milligan's ass a lot, too. So, so true. We're all there.
Well, I got banned from the stand.
So. Again?
No.
Oh, okay.
In my past.
I know.
Banned from the stand.
One of our things that we bonded over the first time you were on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, right.
All it took was a cup of water. Brought them together.
Aww.
You threw water at me.
I did throw water at you.
What did I didn't even do anything.
You hit my face a bunch and spit in my food. Called me fat for an hour. I was like,
spit in his food?
That's you did cool. some drunk cunt shit.
It was
you
crazy.
Know.
It was crazy. We all acted horrible.
Gave you a shiner.
Inside joke.
I don't even know how I got in there.
It was crazy.
I woke up in the office of the Creek in the Cave the next day under my winter coat, which was covered in vomit.
Not even days. It wasn't her vomit.
No, I think you guys all took turns barfing on me.
It was a lot of fun. So
good times.
Yeah, look, my YouTube channel banned for 7 fucking days.
Wow.
What happened?
Because I was glorifying a terrorist group or event.
Oh, okay.
Because what? I compared Lev Fur's documentary to 9/11, and I said that 9/11 was in fact better than Lev Fur's documentary.
Certainly better produced.
Better, just overall. Lev Fur's documentary did worse for the
funnier.
World.
Funnier.
Yes.
Yeah, but they were both done by Jews, so. Hell
yeah. Zenny cool. Snake.
Yeah.
Zenny
Snake. I
deserve a
Zenny Snake.
Zenny Snake.
I'll work my way up to a Zennel snake one day. I feel it's coming.
You'll get it.
Another 30 shows.
Also, Lewis, that happened 3 years ago.
I know that. I know the video was just some random video. I don't know if it was an algorithm shit. I don't know if somebody reported it. But look, dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't even. They were like, you can't monetize your channel. And Paco's working on it, by the way. Shout out Paco. He's fucking. He hit me up. He's like, dude, you know you can appeal this. I was like, what? What does appeal
Paco.
Mean? Like fruit?
Yeah. Fucking Asian.
Appeal
so
and orange?
Nerdy.
Fuck yeah.
So
I want 24 karat magic. Every time I look at you, I just say, 24 magic in the air.
Paco, how big is your penis? Be honest.
Paco's probably got a decent piece.
You're Filipino, right?
Figured he had a taco.
It's below average.
Filipino?
Doesn't matter. You make up for it with your face.
He's cute.
And he's talented, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I love Paco.
Personality's
slim.
Important.
Paco fucking rules, dude.
Good earrings.
God, dude, I'm so happy he's been in this chair and only him for the past few months.
It's 24 carat.
It's fucking great. Okay. All right. So we got a lot going on.
So you got 7 days.
Oh, do you want to invest in my comedy club, Karen?
Absolutely. What do you need? I told you I got
20K. I'm
going
to write a number. Not so little. You're not going to be able
40?
To get anything.
50.
I'll let you get in.
What's he writing?
Just drew a cock and tits.
Okay. For 4%.
Shut the fuck up, you whore.
I wouldn't take
that's
that.
That's not good, right?
I'm not even
that's
a Jew, and I know that's not
I don't
good.
Know. We'll talk. I mean, deal. I got it.
Come on, 8%.
I gotta put my money somewhere. I know.
Or we and me can walk.
I'm a shack in this.
Yeah, I feel like this is fucking. What's that show?
I just want to see Zenhauser walk. Fine.
Push the button.
Look,
what do I what okay. do I get to do with my percentage? Can we name it after me?
No, you can't even work at the club.
When she ODs, can you
she's
put a silhouette on the back?
Silent, you're
she's
a silent
an angel donor.
No, I want to be a verbal donor.
No way. That's what my if I fucking let Karen invest in this, she would just be there all the time. She's like, why are you late? Why?
I need the keys to the like front.
Lewis, I think we need more women of color on this lineup. I would never.
That's the one rule of my comedy club is there's no gays or black people allowed in my comedy club.
You should name it that.
No gays or blacks.
No gays.
No gays, no blacks, only laughs.
Yeah, it's gonna we're fucking trucking along. We got some shit happening. We saw a venue already, we saw a space.
Ooh. That's great, man. I can't wait.
I like that space.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
Stop.
Man.
You know how that turns me on?
Yeah.
I said to clench my legs.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Let go of my legs.
Where is it? Where is it? What's
don't
the
worry. Don't
where's
worry.
It? Is it
don't
Austin?
Yeah, no.
Are
it's
you
New
doing
York.
The whole
New York.
Everybody's going to Austin.
What's the fucking loser? Yeah. I was following Joe
fuck you,
Rogan.
Austin.
He's like, what's the avail list? What's the avail line?
I'll get you up.
Oh, thanks,
can I do late
man.
Night?
No, that's the problem. Karen will be getting her shitty comedian friends.
I don't
spots.
Have shitty comedian friends. My comedian friends are funny.
I'm sorry, Anthony. Anthony's a very funny comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. That was hurtful.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I didn't know we were friends.
Dish.
I appreciate that.
Man, Lev Fur headlining every night.
Yeah. Holy shit. Just get him up.
Karen, do you want to invest in my comedy club?
Yes.
We should all open our own comedy clubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have them compete.
Why not? Let's go. All right. So look, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and these are all terrible stories.
That's
so
time to start dancing, figs.
Every one of these are terrible stories. Okay.
Why?
Fuck it. Let's just go to world news. Time's the end. Figs. It is
start
time to start
dancing, fatty.
I like it. Let's go to world news with Mike Figs.
And I'm sorry, man.
All right.
Louise, listen.
She was just staring at the plant I got her.
It's impossible. It's like,
our first article of the day is from Jamaica.
From
where
Jamaica.
They are looking for support for a pastor on a rape charge.
Louis got him.
This pastor has allegedly raped a 15-year-old girl, and is his supporters are trying to get him to giving him moral support in hopes that he comes out on top.
Can I get a little reggae music in the background?
Of course, you must. He's a raping Rastafarian pastor.
Are you gonna set me up?
Yeah, sure. I am here live with the raping Rastafarian pastor, Dominic
Fogarty.
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 They always have weirdly Irish names. Yeah. They do.
Yeah, Foster, Fogarty.
Yeah.
Dominic
Fogarty. Called Imperial.
So, listen, Pastor Fogarty.
Come again, one more. Matt Conteria. Matt Conteria, speak up, boy. Man, I'm a raper. I mean rape. Man, I'm a raper. The girl come to me place, she say she want to make comedy club. Me say, girl, me know you on Reddit. Messiah there. Now she send me raper. Fuck out of here, bum club, pussy club girl. Batty girl, cricket girl. Fuck out of here. Man, I rape, me love Jesus.
Me love Jesus.
Me love Jesus.
You know me love Jesus so much. Me love Saint John, Saint Michael, the Archangel. Me no rape. Me no rape. Me good Catholic school boy. Me got me first communion medallion upon me neck. Me no rape. Fuck out there. Prove me wrong.
Take me. I believe him. Mario, where else are we going in the world?
And yeah, and I just did Jamaican the whole
episode. It's fucking hilarious.
It's unbelievable. Really we are now going.
And obviously also have the musical background as well. It all fills out this whole bit. We don't have to produce it in real time. We should just know. Just get it going. You should have it queued up. You're like, this, we're going to go here.
I don't know.
This is what Jimmy Fallon would do. It would just all be queued up.
Hey, it's me, Jimmy. Rich, guys.
Stop. No, that's not the bit right now. Stop.
It's good. It's okay. I didn't rape anybody.
I feel like we should put him and what's his name? Robbie Goodwin.
Yeah, it's gonna happen
on a reality like competition show. just the two of them, and we kill the loser.
That's happening in next week.
What, these two or?
Yeah, do you remember we're doing a show swap with the Loud Boys?
What? That's how I did that.
Yes, we're swapping Zach, and you're gonna have Figs and Robbie all week.
But do we get to kill one of for the whole week?
Yeah,
the whole week.
No,
yeah, you're paying us.
No.
Well, yeah. There's no paying agreement, but...
Shannon.
Shannon, you just got a fucking raise. Yeah. You're looking out for the company. I like it, because I don't remember any of that.
That's really not a fair deal.
Crooked because, Shannon.
Because Zach's been killing himself for the past 2 years.
That is true. Oh. Zach. Yes. Zach is going to be dead soon. Okay, so...
Jesus.
Where are we going? Where are we going in the world, Paco?
We are now going to the United Kingdom, where a famous spy writer dies after having a fall in his home.
All right, we are here in Manchester, England, with the only surviving member of this guy's family. It's his gay lover. His gay lover.
I know I was going to say my name.
His gay lover, Michael...
McKinsley.
McKinslington.
I fell down today. It was 5:15. I had a crumpet in my tea, and I forgot what I did. Can you remind me of the story?
Your lover died.
Oh,
your
that's lover, right.
Yeah.
Oh, John Paul. He was the tallest black gay in the kingdom. And the kingdom. He would always bring me fresh grapes in the morning. He'd squeeze them and make fresh grape juice. How I miss Welch's.
He was a writer, too. He was a famous spy writer.
Oh, he was a spy. He was actually the original writer for Sean Connery. Did you know that? Mm. He was the one that made the laser go in his watch. And
all right, where else are we going in the world? This bit stinks.
Can we just do Jamaican again?
No, we're going to do another one. We'll get another one.
Now heading on over to Mexico, where
I'll just talk in my regular voice.
A 108-year-old man was thrown out by his children, only to be rescued by another family that took him in and gave him a new life.
All right, so I'm here with Carlos Garcia, who is the eldest son of this poor old man that he just threw out in the street. Why would you throw your father out into the street?
He ran away because he fucked up. I don't like him, man. You know, he never pay for the rent on time. Always want to watch George Lopez reruns. If I said, get the fuck out of here, you viejito. And he said to me, he said, chingale pingale, wey. And I said, chucala pa cacharra, wey. And then he looked at me and he was like, chingala madre, tu padre es san cachaca. And I said, no fucking way. And we had a modelo and we were cool for a moment. Then he said, la madre tu pinga. And I said, bye bye, adios. Motherfucker.
So how do you feel about this other family that is taking your father?
Ah, really nice people, to be honest. Sweet nice people, they gotta be they, you know.
Wait, I went French for a second.
All right, one more. We're going one more place. One more place in the world. Where are we going in the world, Paco?
We are now headed on over to Italy.
Oh, there you go.
Over a British Vietnamese migrant's death.
Oh.
A British.
They tried to import 39 Vietnamese into Italy, and they died.
So we're here with the sole surviving Vietnamese man in Italy. He's confused. He looks a little lost. He's scared.
British Vietnamese.
Ping ling ding.
Mao ma, say no, 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 ma. Ni hao ma. Hey, these fucking guys. Get these chinks out of here. Mang dao. Bang mi. So I got this bang mi sandwich. It's pretty fucking good. I put mozzarella in it, and then I put a little ching ching bing bing sauce. And it's not too bad. Get these Kongs out of here. These Viet Cong
Laddie. All right, we're good. Hey, gentlemen, world news with Mike Figgs. What
so
a
much.
Great, what a great segment.
So my show is coming soon. Gas Digital.
I think so.
Sounds good. One should day. Just be a Jamaican theme show. I think.
Look, we got to figure out the concept. I already told you, dude. You need a me. You need a me.
It's just me, man. Watch the episode. Karen watched it.
I did watch it. I watched it, and it was good, but it wasn't as good as this.
Right, you so need like a straight this, guy to keep it.
Yeah, it's not even just a straight guy. You need a brilliant.
No, you were right. You need a like an unfunny guy.
Yeah, you need a brilliant, hilarious
guy who doesn't really do jokes per se.
All right, Figgs, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you up for an hour. We're going to set you up. Okay, Miz, I'm going to set you up with something.
Hey, Figgs, so who's on first?
Doggy, look. Figgs needs to be fucking set up the right way. And I got to be honest with you, the show that you did with fucking Andre, I feel like he wasn't setting you up the right way. I feel like you were setting...
Because all the time he's just like, yeah, Mike, so what's
going
on?
Yeah, he was going, yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. If this is what it's all about, this is why we're all here today, I'll fucking do it.
You need somebody that understands how to fucking use you.
Just put me in the room with the soundboard. I'll do voices for an hour, and I'm telling you, people are going to love it. Or even the Italians. People hit me up, and they're like, when's the Italians episode 2 going to come out?
Hmm.
The first one was really... it had its ups and downs. We're gonna do it again.
I don't think anybody said that.
Everybody's saying it on my DMs.
No, they're like, I'm racist not gonna rewatch The Sopranos. I want more Figgs.
So much stuff.
Everyone in the racist live chat, do you want to see Mike Figgs have a show on the network? Or do you agree with me that we still need to develop this talent and figure out the right setup for him?
Figure it out. Come on.
I was gonna do that too, but
figure it out.
Okay.
A web series about Mike Figgs trying to get a Gas Digital podcast. And he keeps on pitching new ideas. This is why you need me. That's actually a great fucking idea.
You said a pun. No, I kind of.
You didn't have a concept.
What do you think Mike figures it out
you
means?
You stupid bitch.
Let's fucking go.
Give me water.
Give me some water
right now.
Guys, this flirting is going.
Let's do some shots.
Thank you very much.
He's giving you his water with his saliva. That was his water. Paco just gave you. Take my water. My
He's a fucking solid employee who's fucking loyal as fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
Good race.
Paco, sit on Karen's lap.
No.
I'm kidding. Look, he's ready. He wants to.
Shut up.
He wants to.
Killer.
Look, let's see. Yes, but it has to be with Lewis. Figgs should do broad topics. They got impressions. Fuck no. Delusional.
That was Figgs Mom 65 says fuck
Figgs.
No.
I love Figgs. Yeah. Let him have a show on Sunday, says Nick Lewis J. Mullez.
Thank you, Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
No, Nick Lewis J. Mullez. That's who it is.
Thank you.
I got a new subscriber, my OnlyFans, Gilly. Who do you think it is?
Ooh, you think Shane Gillis is subscribing to OnlyFans?
Supposedly him and a couple bars, so people already had one. They already like split one.
Can you send me some of your panties? Can you send me some of your panties?
Did somebody just sign into my Google 60 minutes ago?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
How crazy do you go on your...
Everyone has my passwords
fucking
here. Like, literally everyone on the team has my passwords and can destroy my life with ease. With ease. I have one password. You have my password for everything.
Oh, man. Let's guess Lewis's password.
It's so easy.
Fight me.
Yeah.
Fight me, 69.
It's like Rattlesnake 69.
Kill switch engage 775.
Avenge sevenfold 420.
How crazy do you go on your OnlyFans? Are you like fucking shoving cucumbers in your clam and everything or
no? No, that's so funny though. I had one guy ask me to do that, like just like a one-off, like when I was working at Paramount Network. Mm-hmm. So I went and I bought a cucumber and I like sent him a picture or like a video of me like licking it or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then he sent me the money and I threw the cucumber away. I didn't do anything
else.
You
didn't save the cucumber?
You give it to the dog?
Nah.
Wasted fucking vegetables.
Yeah, no.
Men are dumb.
Men are fucking retarded.
I love them. Cool. I love all of you.
Yeah, they're fucking great.
I love you guys. I'm going to be in Hustler in August. I'm going to be in like a featured, yeah, still around. It's
naked?
Wow. Yeah, in their anniversary issue. Topless, not like full.
No spread gash?
No, no spread gash.
No fried butt.
Imagine you open up a Hustler.
No spread gash digital.
Imagine you open up a Hustler for tits. I'd light it on fire and I'd beat up the Indian guy behind the counter that sold it to me.
Very cohesive article about me. It's a really well written.
I'd start.
You
biting,
pay. You pay. What do you mean? Do you
know? I'm biting his face.
What do you mean? You're the hustler. You pay for it. Too late.
There's
too late.
Other vaginas in it. I'm sure, just not mine.
Hustler's not like even just like a pussy. Like Hustler is like
spread. It's hot. It's like it's, I think it's super hot. Like it's like the moisture. Like they get like the wetness of the pussy correct too.
What?
They do. There's like they'll have like the strings like
viscosity.
In between the lips.
It's viscous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Yes, the strings in between the lips.
Do you know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They get a hell yeah.
That made little spider webs.
It made my dick move a little bit.
Ooh.
Karen, describe the viscosity of a pussy more and sexier and slower. Shannon, put on the sexy music.
Here we go.
You remember when your mother used to show you her vagina?
Oh, fuck.
Karen,
yeah, just a bush filled with baby powder and. Yeah,
Karen,
mommy.
A decade ago.
Hey, doggy, look at my vagina.
Oh, really? Really, Lewis? Start. Do it. Start with me. A decade ago when I was hot.
When your I was going to say when your pussy used to get wet, but we all know.
Okay, Lewis. My pussy doesn't still get wet?
It gets wet.
Thank you.
Prove it.
Paco, get in here.
Fix. He's the best. We love Fix. He's so good. Fix is actually pretty funny. He's actually pretty good.
Prove it. Show your pussy.
Make Paco do it.
I don't know what Paco's doing. Paco's such a hornball. He's ready. He? Like, he's out getting things right now. Like, stop Paco.
Paco, so, if you hear me, let me get a little booze or something.
Do you know the story of Paco, by the way?
What? Where was he adopted
from? Oh, yeah. All right. Let's put pot in it.
I'll smoke it. This is cute.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Louis, don't you wish your dick was this big?
If my dick was that big, I was like, that's cute. That's a fucking beast.
Let me hold it. I think I'm kind of, I think that's right where I end.
I know. This is where Louis ends and thinner.
That's a big fucking cock right there.
That's really wide. I would that's have to take a breather.
That's not a giant cock.
It's a giant,
it's
but it's a
six
good
inches.
One.
That's a 6-inch cock.
No, that's more than six.
No, it's more than six.
That's
it's
like
big.
Seven, and that's thick.
Let me put it in my ass.
I'll tell you what 6 inches feels right like.
Now. That's a big
But
one.
Your piece got to be better now, though.
Not
Why?
My piece is,
would it be better?
My piece
is skinny. He's losing weight.
My piece is fine.
It's fine. Lewis is a very good lover because he's verbal. It's a skill that a lot of men don't have.
Oh, what do I do?
He threatens
the way you.
You
talk, the way you talk during sex
yeah.
is really
Threat,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck me or I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I'm going to beat you up if you don't fuck me.
I'll kill you if you try to meet too, Mikon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You hear that?
I was going to sing a kill
try to meet too.
You hear that, Shannon? I'm verbal. Shannon, do you like you like a little verbose?
Kickstart my
verbosity.
Heart.
Verbosity.
I want you to kickstart my heart.
Verbosity, verbosity.
You got 95 in verbal.
Of course, Shannon.
You like it verbal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, hell yeah.
I had a great experience with a lover last weekend who just like stared at my vagina in a way that just made it feel so beautiful.
How
he was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Then he's like.
He had a monocle.
That's so funny. Wow, there's like spider webs in your pussy. Oh my God, the viscosity in it. Oh my God. Wow. Wowee.
Which camera was that?
What's he crossing?
Oh my God, it's just like Hustler magazine. Is there glitter in your pussy? It's like shining. Do you have a Snapchat
trying
filter
to find
on your pussy?
Out, trying to find out where that sound was coming from?
Because it's so small. That's why he was crossing, because his eyes.
Dainty. Asian guy.
It was nice. And he told me it felt like velvet. I liked that too. I don't know why I like
this guy's a fag. What the fuck, dude?
I like.
I love your velvet vagina.
What's the thread count on this?
And then another guy tried to pile drive me like fucking 10 minutes into sex.
Wait,
I was
we're
like,
talking.
Get high out of my mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait,
wait, I want you to stare at my... You know, the other guy last week, he just kept looking at my...
yuck.
It was Lewis.
No, if it was Lewis, I could still speak. If his dick was in my mouth.
No, it would be like...
Well, you just sound like Rocky.
Okay? You can say stuff, but you wouldn't be able to completely understand
okay,
all the
Lewis,
words.
Yeah, I could. This is fine.
She could whistle.
So, 50K for only 4%? What do you mean? What's going to be the name of the comedy club? Can I at least have a cocktail named after me? No? Okay. All right.
And he's just like, this distance, this disillusion.
Relax.
Kill switch engage.
Relax.
I've been trying to fit that.
See, now I'm telling you, I got it.
Sorry.
I got it. Just let me set you up. You were good and you just took it a step too far.
Soft hands.
Each time. I do have soft hands.
Oh, yeah. Take your shirt off. Why do you fight with your shirt on? Why?
No, I'm not going to fight with my shirt on this time. This time I'm going to be fucking, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. The last time I legitimately, I was in shape. I was in crazy shape. And I took pictures, you can go on my Instagram. There's pictures backstage without my shirt on. I still have this. I have like very sensitive skin. When I grapple, I get like fucking like itchy. And sometimes I get like hives and shit. But I was like, fuck it. I don't really give a shit. I still get them with the thing on.
That was a clip from Bye Guys, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned to the network.
No, but if I get scratched up and shit, it gets fucking like, I have very like sensitive skin. It's almost like, I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, so nice.
That's why you liked him. He's a little sensitive. He's angry guys are sensitive.
He's broken. He should be euthanized. He's terrible.
That was actually hurtful.
I'm a sensitive fighter.
Karen.
You need so much therapy. He has the wrong one. Hold on.
Shannon. Don't cross me, bitch. I'm going right the fuck at you.
This is silly.
No one's safe. No one's safe in this environment.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Shannon, go to story number one. This is a video story. And let's see what happens here. Can you set it up a little? What happened here? This is just, she simply wrote video. Security drags girl out of a bar by her hair.
Nice. Yeah, so there's not like a whole lot to this story.
It's know that I enjoy a woman being hit.
Yes.
So we're like, let's just watch this and but just.
Is it Chloe LeBranch?
Did she get dragged out of a bar by her hair?
No, she's doing very well.
There was like a pride event. So there was a very crowded bar. And apparently somebody had brought in their own booze. And security was going to find that person and then took this person out supposedly accidentally, so it's the wrong person
that they
grabbed.
Too. Nice.
That's funny. They just like, get this pussy out of here, we're trying to suck dicks.
You say black bouncer? Wow. I say black bouncer. Yep. Black bouncer.
Oh, her hair is like gone.
Oh shit. Black Beetlejuice.
Titties.
Fat titties.
God, is that a woman?
Yo, good for the guy. Good for the guy that just started fucking lighting that guy up. So what happened there, the bouncer's dragging her out, and some other dude, I don't even know if the guy knew her, but the guy was like, yeah, you're literally dragging a fucking chick out by her hair. Regardless, I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, look. Actually, I gotta be honest. We don't know what happened before that. I was gonna defend this black chick, and I was like, you know what? Time out. What am I doing here? I'm taking this thing too far. We don't know what happened. She might have been crazy before that it got there. I don't know if it's as simple as they were looking for booze and they took the wrong girl out by her hair. It probably was they were looking for booze. They accused her. Probably was her. And then she said it was somebody else. Then she probably fought them and got crazy. And then they fucked her up and dragged her out by her hair. So,
but she has released another statement where she says that she brings this to be like a racial thing, even though the bouncer that took her out was also black. And she claims that because she fit the description of the girl who did it,
big lips, nappy hair, go ahead,
is why they took her out, and that people have to.
It was the blonde. I love that they do. It was the blonde.
Shit, everybody in here is fake blonde.
Well, women still feel entitled that they're not going to get punched by men these days, but. This is like hunting season for women these days. Like, guys don't give a fuck anymore. We're going to punch the shit out of you.
Are we?
I see it all the time.
Get him, Anthony.
I see it all the time.
What the fuck is Anthony talking about right now?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what do you mean hunting?
You never punched a girl.
It's fucking Pride Month. I was like, wait, it's Black History Month.
You never dragged a woman by her hair out of a building.
Oh, I've wanted to.
But I mean, she's probably like, suck my dick, faggot.
Karen
suck
knows,
my
Karen
dick,
knows
suck
I've never hit a woman because if I was ever going to hit a woman, it would have been Karen Fien.
Thank you so much.
What's the worst thing she did to you? Did
Thank
she unplug the
so
fridge?
Much.
It's honestly, it's
the
no, the other girl cut the wire to my
There's
refrigerator.
There's some girl that fucking broke his fridge.
Yeah, she cut the wire to my fridge.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have an ice cream now?
Look, she helped me.
Fuck little James's Lunchables.
No, no, me and Karen dated. It was all like, it's a blur. Like, it was just so like chaotic. I don't even remember like the fights. It was just pure, just chaos, just drugs and chaos and sex and fucking wildness.
Do you remember when
it was like it was like dating three stray cats? And it was just like, it was a lot at all these times.
That's not true.
One doesn't come home. Yeah.
It was a lot, dude.
Do you remember when we had sex in that photo booth while Mike Feeney was playing video games?
No, but I mean, probably that
you
happened.
Don't remember?
I remember we
it
fucked on top of a cop car.
Yeah, but it was like some show somewhere in Connecticut or Providence or something, maybe. And there was like a photo booth, and I like sat on your lap and we had sex. And I peek over, and Mike Feeney's playing video games.
Yeah, what a
playing
dork.
Halo 2.
What a loser. I'm getting pussy, just fucking crushing it. He's like,
UAV online.
I got tickets. Get a fucking frisbee.
That's
loser.
Why I'm likable.
I'm really sad you don't remember. That's hurtful.
No, I remember we had a bunch of public sex.
You don't remember having sex in a photo booth?
It was
her?
Like a or like a video game like thing where we like I like
sex. I remember this.
You would
remember
that.
But we had a lot of public sex. We would like we
fuck
would just,
at Dave and Buster's?
We mean? Would be in a deli and I'd literally pull her panties down and just start fucking her in like the aisle of a deli.
No, we fucked in the bathroom of a Chinese deli. We were in the bathroom. It was one of the grossest experiences.
It's probably not the grossest thing to ever happen
the
in a Chinese
smell
restaurant.
Was so bad.
Oh, come on. They're people.
What are you smell doing in there? It smells like it smell like number three.
You that's, what they, that's what they said about us after we left, too. It's like, oh, it smells so bad.
Oh, shit.
I think Schmerz. He was abducting her.
Yeah, no, no. We would have a ton of public sex.
Because Lewis was homeless for the first month of our relationship.
That is true.
It was hard for him to
and
abandon
she held
his
it
family.
Over, I stayed with her for like 2 weeks, and like she's just like, I supported you while you were homeless. I was like, bitch, I slept on your couch.
Did you
no,
punch
you didn't. I didn't have a couch.
He's like, do you like my house? You're like, this is the Grizzly Pear. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, no, it's my house. Hold on. Yeah, free comedy show. Free comedy show. Wow. You want to fuck at Mamooks? Whatever the fuck that place is. Mamookies?
What's that place? It's like a halal place there. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at Mamoon's Halal with the owner, Bagesh Balal Amina Halakha.
Oh, no, these motherfucker, motherfucker, bitch, motherfucker. She put panty down, they fuck for 2 minutes straight in front of everybody. I don't understand why bald man fuck white girl.
Is this the ISIS music?
Yeah.
My friend, hold on. My friend, would you want number two? Do you want white sauce, red sauce, white sauce?
White sauce is coming.
Okay. White sauce. One
white sauce is
wait, no, you're the guy. You're the guy ordering.
What oh, hey, ordering? Can I get a falafel?
Yes, you can get falafel. 1 second. Why you fuck? Why you fuck there? That's the Grizzly Pear boy. Oh, it's fuck random girl. That's not fuck station. That's not fuck station. That's where we put a dirty dish.
Can I get some,
what are you doing?
Can I get some hot sauce on that? And,
yes, you
can
get hot sauce.
Some white sauce.
No problem. Do you want extra?
Yeah, can I
Stop it!
You feel it? You feel like
yes, glitter in a pussy.
Sir, when did you make that baklava?
I made it today. It's very fresh. Very fresh.
It doesn't look that fresh.
You take it. It's very good. It's too late. You touch it. You pay. Audi Eichmann. Yes, she does have viscous pussy. Yes,
viscous pussy.
Let me see if he'll make eye contact with me while I come. Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Stop it, my friend.
Do something.
Chief.
Do something,
boss.
Motherfucker. Let's
I will
go.
Fuck you.
Let's
I
go.
Will fuck your
fuck
mother.
Me now. Let's
I will
go.
Fuck you. Oh. You bitch, mother. Fuck my mother. Oh. Fuck my mother.
It makes
you come harder. Motherfucker, bitch, cock, motherfucker, bitch.
That was the longest he's ever lasted.
Wow, pretty good. Clap, okay, clap. Very good, that was good.
End scene.
Okay, can you leave?
Oh, end scene.
Nice. Wow. That was great. Can somebody animate that? Can one of the fans animate me and Karen fucking in Mamoons?
when I say glitter pussy, just have the beautiful rainbow unicorn pussy glitter coming out.
By the way,
velvety,
velvet curtains,
streams
open.
Of red velvet. Cake. Yeah, I'm curious.
Staring at your
vagina. You want some red sauce?
20 minutes.
We'll get some red sauce.
Dude, I want mamoons now. Now that you said mamoons, dude, that's fucking dude. Mamoons is fucking dope.
Mamoons is fire.
Got my Audi back today. I'm so happy. That's why I was late. Picking up the Audi.
I just wish you had. I think you need like a big car.
Why? Well, first of all, my Audi's pretty big. It's an A6.
No, like an SUV. Like I want you to have like a Jeep or something.
Why?
I just feel like you're a big guy who should have a big car.
I'm fucking. I have a big car. My Audi's dope.
He does. He's so big. He doesn't need a big car.
Yeah. Oh. What about a Range Rover?
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, you know that would be more of a thing.
I thought about the Range Rover, but I mean, I have. It's just me. I have my kid half the time.
You got Bobby Kelly's kid. Seems like you're raising him too. They're both racist rapists in the making. He's having rapist camp at his house.
Yeah, but
jump on the trampoline, kid.
I'm fucking I'm so excited to have the Audi back. And I got my windows tinted, and that's why I took an extra couple days. And they were like,
"Such a spick."
I know.
They were like, "Hey, just for 2 days, you can't roll down the windows." I sat in the car and I went.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I was like, "Oh!"
Did you fuck him up?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it looks.
It's so sweet when the cops pull me over.
Patience.
And then I did it again. I was chewing gum, and then I was in the car again. I just wasn't paying attention. I'm like,
you gotta get those blue.
Fuck.
You gotta get those purple and blue lights put underneath.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, he does.
When you strip down the boardwalk, down Wildwood, New Jersey.
Are you gonna get a subwoofer?
No, my sound system in my Audi is ridiculous.
You got to kick a box, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't need a sound system.
All that Slipknot. they're having fun. We're having fun.
Karen, won't you?
We're having a good time.
You stand up and turn around again for the fans. Give them a little fucking look. Show your butt a little bit for the fans, too. This is what you get on OnlyFans if you fucking...
Oh, boy!
I really will. Look at her. Anthony, come on! No!
That's what I was looking at the whole time. Believe it or not, you don't have a lot of dimples on your ass. Like,
your
it's kind of smooth.
Nice.
Yeah, it was decent.
You got a sweet ass.
If I had your ass, I'd be fine with my ass.
Me too.
The rest is a wreck, but I'm working on it.
My ass is like cottage cheese.
My ass is a true nightmare. I bet you and I look very similar naked, which is a fucking mess.
Yeah, but I think we got good cocks.
My cock's okay, dude.
No.
Also, you need to start downplaying your cock a little bit. This is the other thing is I downplay my cock so much. So when girls finally get it, they're like, okay, like that's not that bad. Like the way you talked about it, it was like,
right.
I'm like, that's all right, take it.
Yeah.
I agree.
But
with
it's
that.
Not about like the size. Again, like the guy, it's like, oh, this guy had like a massive dick, but like I couldn't even. It was too big. And I'm like, the whole pile driving thing, it's like I can get there, but like I need like to be extremely wet and I need probably like 15 minutes of like lovemaking.
Yeah. What's pile
like,
driving?
Like when they want to like fucking like, porn. Like a guy who watches too much porn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Plus guys, I mean, you probably can't make love. He probably has to do that or he gets soft.
Yeah, I think so. Mean?
Yeah, I've heard that about guys with big bats. They don't get hard.
No. It takes a while. You get so desensitized.
I've heard that. I've heard that about
guys with big dicks. They just
guys
really
with abs
soft.
And huge dicks. They fucking.
You ever watch porn? You ever watch porn
dude.
And the guy's dick is kind of like soft and it bends, but it's gigantic and he's got to like push the one joint.
I hate that.
He's got to push the angle down.
Ugh, if you're the guy in the gangbang with like a droopy dick, like take a seat. Like take a time out. Yeah. Like get your head together. Like figure it out.
Put a stilt on it. Like do something.
Nothing.
Tape a piece of wood on it.
Is grosser than watching a guy like drip his dick into a chick. It's gross.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Blue Chew. BlueChew.com.
I thought you weren't doing it's that true. Anymore.
No, I don't do Blue Chews anymore.
I bet it's like habit forming, no?
You know what it is? I will use Blue Chew again. I'm just saying I'm not regularly. I was starting to use it regularly and I was like, I don't need to. What am I even fucking doing? I'm just like, what?
And we lost the sponsor.
There goes
the sponsor.
I still have a hard dick. I'm like, why? This isn't how it's supposed to be.
Listen, you really don't need it, but
but it really genuinely fucking works. If you want to have a hard ass fucking dick, yeah, for sure.
But does it make it bigger or just maximum hardness?
It gives you your maximum hardness, which is essentially as big as it can get. So
probably bigger than, you know, because you have there's erections and then there's like fucking raging.
Yeah, it's a raging fucking boner. Like painful, like fucking, like you want to pile drive fuck.
You got it. Yes, I hear you.
You have to.
What if you come fast? Does the blue chew still work and keep you hard?
What if? Thanks.
Like, you know, like, what if?
So I heard, I heard of this thing. I know, I got a friend who sometimes comes too fast, and
I come fast, and I'm fucking happy about it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I lick pussy until it comes.
If I can come before I start sweating, I'm happy. Because as soon as I start sweating, it's just, then I start getting self-conscious. Then I'm
dude,
like,
wear a headband. That's what I do.
I'm a maniac,
Sweating inside, whatever.
To the danger zone.
Fucking no hands.
Anthony, that's good though. You lick her clit till she comes, and then you can come as fast as you want.
That's the trick. That's my main move.
She's a greedy bitch. I only came one time. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta come, bitch.
I'm happy for myself if I get one. And
good for you. Yeah, great guys. Good
with a partner. Good people,
sexual education on the Real Ass Podcast this morning. This is what happens.
Yeah.
We're all hung up. We should just
look at Lewis taking notes. What?
Women
girls
try to make
come?
Come.
Women do that thing where they're like, oh, well, it's not the same as like a vaginal orgasm. Like when you penetrate. Like, so
external stimulation, Dad. That's
if you get that click come, then you got one in the bank. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. London see-through sky pool. Would you or wouldn't you? Let's see, Shannon. What is this? I'm very excited about it.
Okay, here's the this is the image, and I'll show you the video.
Cool.
Let's see, sky high.
Oh, I would totally do
your pool, Karen.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I would so do that.
That is absolutely terrifying.
White people.
I mean, who built
it? It doesn't feel like that when you're in it. You know what I mean?
I bet you it would. I bet you. You'd fucking look over the side and freak out.
Oh, sure.
I have a teeny tiny fear of heights. My dad is a really bad one, but I feel like I'd be all right in this thing.
Yeah, me too. I hate heights. I wouldn't do it. You ever seen those infinity pools?
Yeah. There's one at the one hotel in Dumbo, free plug. They have an infinity pool that like overlooks, and the skyline is right there. Oof. It's gorgeous. It's so nice.
Yeah, that's fun. That's really cool.
8 feet deep also.
Okay.
Oh, the whole thing is 8 feet deep.
Yeah.
You watch somebody break their neck as they dive in. Right.
That's kind of fun.
I just want to know the foundation.
I'm going to London for the first time.
Fred Delicious? Fuck you, Fred Delicious.
Which I'm excited about. Yeah, I would do that for sure, Shannon. Would you?
I'm scared to be in the 8 feet of water.
Mm. Well, you can't swim.
I'm not like a good swimmer. I'm not sure like what. If
8 feet of water would scare you.
Those tits aren't going to keep you up. Yeah.
No, those tits sink her right to the bottom. Shannon,
put some tits on the floor. I'll put some swimmies on her.
Yeah, now I'm surprised you're afraid to swim in 8 feet of water. My son is such a fucking little swimmer. Like when I brought him to Puerto Rico a couple years ago for Father's Day, we got one of those like boats where catamaran. What do they call them?
Catamaran.
Yeah,
you
catamaran.
Nailed it.
Hell yeah! And we went to this like swimming spot. And he was afraid to go in the deep end of the pool at the time, but there was like a really cool water slide. So I didn't tell him how deep it was, but it was like 50 feet deep. It was like crazy. It was just the ocean.
Yeah.
And he went off and he kept on going off it. And then at one point I put the goggles on. I'm like, James, look. And he looked down and he was like, what? He's freaking out. But then from that time on, he wasn't afraid at all of swimming in deep water. He's like such a good little.
That's good parenting. That's
yeah,
good.
Such a good little swimmer.
Give him some courage.
Yeah, I got to figure out where we're going next week, or is it this weekend, Father's Day? This is how little my fucking life matters. It's like being a dad.
It's the 20th.
Doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit about dad.
Lewis,
nobody gives a shit about Father's
Day.
That's
not true. I spend a lot of money on my dad and my brother every Father's Day.
Yeah. But I got to take him somewhere this year, and I don't know where to take him now.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
You could try, like, Kalahari. You ever been to Kalahari?
It's
in the Poconos?
Squid.
Yeah, I went there. It's not bad.
It's delicious, dude.
Wait, what?
You want to have a pool party at my pool, my building?
Pool party at Karen's pool?
Yeah, why not? Thanks for getting invited in 20 pounds.
She said, I got to lose 20 pounds. I lose 25 pounds, I can go. I'm still wearing a t-shirt. I'd be the fat guy with the t-shirt on. No, I'm not going to take it off. It's waterproof. They're like, it's Hanes. That's made.
I have sensitive skin.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Were those Jamaican mesh tank tops or something? Yeah. Where you just see a little bit of it?
Mm. Yeah.
Puerto Ricans wear that.
If you wore a mesh tank top in the ocean, you'd catch a whole bunch of fish.
I don't think I want to go international.
Just keep swimming.
International is a little bit of a pain in the ass right now, so I'm thinking of bringing him somewhere, just renting like a nice Airbnb. We went to Arizona last year and rented a dope Airbnb. Really, really cool. Went to like water park, and then we drove out to Cali. So I'm thinking about doing some. But where in the States is fun to bring an 8-year-old?
Cape Cod. Cod.
What's in Cape Cod?
Oh, mini golf. It's like the perfect summer vacay. The best seafood, mini beaches, golf, trampolines, water parks. Anything.
Fuck, yeah, I want to go to
Cape
Cod.
Cod's gorgeous. You can go anywhere.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring him to Cape Cod. I don't know. So I've never been to Cape Cod.
You go to Nantucket, take the ferry to Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard.
James gets eaten by a shark.
You told me to take him to Cape Cod and I ate by a shark.
What's that?
What's Martha's Vineyard? I always hear that.
There are two little islands off the coast of Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Okay. Martha's Vineyard's a little more commercialized. It's a little more drinker, party.
Eight-year-old kid.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm thinking Nantucket. Like, you can go to the Whaling Museum. You can go on a whale watch. Take him to P-Town.
Take him to the podcast.
Take him to Fire Island too. While you're at it, Fire Island is going to be AIDS and gays, but it's all right. Just keep fucking swimming.
That all sounds like horseshit. I want to get
I love it. It's like the perfect summer
destination.
Like,
take him on a wine tour. He can have some Sauvignon Blanc.
I'm thinking Miami. We'll go to South Beach.
Who goes to Miami in the summer? You fucking goofball.
Let me tell you something right now.
Stupidest low class thing.
I'm gonna fucking throw coffee right in your fucking face.
You're not bright.
You're not a whore.
You're a whore.
You're not bright.
You're a whore.
I think she's all right.
Miami? Miami is a no-no. You saw that video of the blacks going wild? That's Miami.
Blacks
going
wild.
You don't go somewhere warm.
He needs to be grounded, though. Give him a little grounded. Don't take him to all these fancy high-fluting places where nobody fucking goes. Take him to some trashy beaches in New Jersey or something.
Deep sea fishing?
He needs to see cigarettes on the sand and shit like
that.
Take
him to see Motley Crue at night, Nikon Jones Beach.
We're going to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Take him to the Borgata.
Bally's.
Yeah.
Listen, little James, we're staying here at the Showboat. Stay here in the house, in the apartment.
Here's $30. Play the penny slots. If you win, we're splitting it.
You do whatever you want. They're complimentary rooms. I don't give a fuck.
This is Roxy. She'll be your babysitter.
When I was a kid, my friend Rocky's family would take me to Atlantic City.
It's fun.
All the time. And it was so much fun. It was the biggest vacation from my childhood. Like, I never went anywhere.
Right.
And we would stay at Bally's specifically. And I remember I had the best breakfast of my life at the time. It was Bally's. The restaurant in Bally's was the best. This is, as I'm thinking about it, I was 9. The best breakfast of my life was the fucking breakfast buffet at Bally's.
Breakfast buffets are shit.
Fruit Loops?
Dude, I had these gigantic fucking blueberry pancakes. Oh, I'm thinking about them right now. They were so good.
Oh, God, I'm fucking
I bet you if you went back there and ate them, you'd be like, this is garbage.
Yeah, you're going to go back.
No, it'd be disgusting.
But you don't remember. Because what you were used to growing up, it was like the best.
It was the greatest. Yeah. Well, it still is the greatest thing ever. The first time I went to Jamaica, it was the greatest thing in my life. And now I think about that resort that I stayed at. It was the shittiest resort in the history of resorts.
Right, but nice black people are like, it's a nice thing.
So rare.
Hello, sir.
Like, what? Wow, what?
No one's punching me in the back of the head.
Do you mean nice or well-educated?
We're joking, guys.
Ferrin snake.
Sponsored by Royal Caribbean, this part of the show.
I got to find... Shannon, what do you think? Where should I bring my boy? Me and him, father, son, 4 days.
I'm going to South Carolina in a week. It's nice down there.
Yeah, people like South Carolina too.
Myrtle
Beach.
They got a boardwalk. They got water slides.
I've never been to Myrtle Beach.
You go there in the winter when it's warm there.
Myrtle Beach is not warm in the winter.
Yes, it is. It's about 20 degrees warmer than it is here. You fucking.
No.
Do it.
No.
The fans would like it. It would be my comeback.
Everything starts smoking.
I love you again.
You find out I'm a robot.
Guys, I'm going to fuck her here.
Skirts.
I'm going to call me Haggard. I look so cute
today. Sorry. That was the word that actually bothered her. That specific word.
Yeah.
Karen, you look adorable. Thanks. You're hot. I would only call you Haggard because you're hot. If you were Haggard, I couldn't call it to your face. You fucking...
you slopey
look
bitch.
My woman brain's trying to figure it out.
It's 89 degrees
can't compute. Yep.
What'd you say?
It's 89 degrees right now in Myrtle Beach. It's 77 here.
Nice. All right, what's the degrees in Myrtle Beach in... February.
December.
February. Let's see. I want Karen, and also get a fucking, get a rape drop.
It's 65 or higher.
65 is not good for a beach.
Compared to 30 here?
You fat bitch. You fucking stupid pig.
You fucking lard.
You fucking fat.
Lard ass.
Yeah, you're calling us fat. You're a fucking slob.
Fucking fatty.
Yeah, look at these rolls.
Lose some weight, pig.
Those divorcee arms.
That's funny.
Fat fucking jowly
Karen
bitch.
Really would be the hottest fucking mom in a fucking something. Or
most women wouldn't mind being called a slutty. You didn't call them a slutty cunt whore, but if you call them frumpy, like a frumpy, that has to be like a horrible thing to talk.
Well, she's not frumpy.
No, not at all. I'm frumpy.
I'm a little frumpy.
All right, what's the degrees, Shannon?
What is the degrees in February, Shannon?
So the average is 59 degrees.
Oof.
Wow. Does that seem like beach weather?
That's the average, but you could probably get a hot week.
Does that seem like beach weather?
No, it's not, but it's
why
like,
would I go to Myrtle Beach?
I wouldn't. I'm smart. I would go to Florida. I would go to like Palm Beach.
I think Myrtle Beach might be the answer, right? I keep on hearing about Myrtle Beach.
We'll go together. It'll be like a comic.
It's really scummy. I vacationed there when I was younger. It's great. It's scummy. It's fun for kids. My brother got lost for like a day. Like we couldn't find him. Yeah, he went off with these kids and then he like split up from them.
How old is he?
He was probably like 13. And then he came back. He had no shoes. It was really weird.
His asshole was bleeding.
Yeah. I'm like, he's fine now.
He can go zip.
And he stopped speaking.
Yeah, he's a mute now.
He's better now.
He's the Boston mute.
He had no shoes. His asshole was bleeding. He's mute.
I bet, yeah, there's probably really fun water parks. But like there's fun water parks in New Hampshire.
Yeah, water parks are a lot of fun.
When fireworks on the beach.
If I, all right, now, Shannon, what about an Airbnb, like a dope-ass Airbnb there?
That's a great idea. Fun.
That's what I need.
He's just like, Dad, I want to go to Disney World. We're going to an Airbnb and fucking...
No, I've been to
We're
Disney.
Going to Poughkeepsie.
I've done that. I've done all that shit.
If money's no object, take them somewhere really nice.
Dude, fucking Disney World, they opened up all this new shit. They got
Disney
Avengers
World sucks.
Avengers Campus... In Universal Studios.
Disney
take them to Hedonism. Sucks.
Harry Potter Land. They got the Star Wars world now, too.
Take them to Museum of Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, take them to Museum of Sex. All right, they're doing a show over there.
Maybe. I got to figure it out. I don't know where to go. Or maybe just see a new city. We've never, you know.
Dad, I want to go to Seattle.
Make it all about you guys. And that's all you need.
I
would go somewhere in New England because, like, in the summertime, there's nothing better. It's so beautiful. The views, the water.
All right. Maybe. We'll see what happens. Anything in the live chat? Anyone in the racist live chat that has anything that is that they can recommend, please, for the love of God. We got a little bit of time here. About 15 minutes.
They
left.
Opened
what happened,
up Legoland. Shannon? There's a Legoland.
What happened, Shannon?
Nothing.
No, I saw your face. Something happened.
I smacked the mic.
Shannon, what happened?
No, nothing.
Tell me.
Great.
Tell me what happened.
What happened?
I was trying to not make the Malice pre-stream run into Real Ass Podcast, which is what I was trying to make happen, but that was impossible.
So what happened?
So the Malice pre-stream is running. I'm going to restart this stream and try to make it go until for the next 7 minutes.
Oh, why? Because the Malice... What time is Malice's show? Start at 11:30?
At 12:30, yeah, but the pre-stream started at 12:20, so I was trying to get ahead of it, but so much for that.
It's okay. Look, it's an extra show. Don't worry about it. Does it fuck up your life that bad?
No, I just, you know, was trying to make this go a little smoothly.
I know. It's okay. What are you going to do? Just let them know in the chat. Like, hey, guys, sorry, the pre-stream started. This episode will be up shortly. Okay. With the final ending.
When everybody leaves, do you hit her? Be honest. it sounds like a dad that hits the wife.
I've broken Shannon down to the point where she does, like, it's come to the point where she almost admits that she would have sex with me under the right circumstances. Like, at this point, like... Like recently, I was like, "Why don't we take vacations together?" She's like, "You have a girlfriend." I was like, "Oh, that means you would. Like, she would, she'd be fucking down."
I'm trying to be nice.
No, these are buying signs. I'm a fucking nice salesman. I know, fucking, I can tell.
Would you do that? Would you dip your pen in the ink though?
Yeah, I think Shannon's the. If I'm gonna fucking employee, Shannon's the one.
There's only two nice girls here.
But I mean, like, well, you know, it never works out. Right?
If I'm gonna fucking employee, like Shannon, like I, because Shannon, I think Shannon's not really drama, you know. Alex, I think Kim would literally, I just wake up and Kim would be stabbing me with a pen in my chest. But yeah, I think me and Shannon could hook up, have sex, and be like, you know what, that was fun, Shannon. Let's just do it again next year. It's once a year. Shannon, what about once a year?
No.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? The way she's saying no.
Yeah, I don't.
No, that
this
was
is
a
an
big...
old school. This is an old school way to think. You can't even say this out loud anymore, but I'll fucking say it, dude.
I can tell
that
you
no
what.
Means yes. That it no does means yes.
It does.
Because there was like a little question mark on the end, like, no.
Yes. Am I wrong or am I right? And we got to pretend that there's certain no's that don't mean yes.
Yeah.
No, there definitely are.
No.
Shannon?
I've been here 5 years, Lewis.
I've never really tried, though.
You try every time you were on it.
Yeah, but now that's all a bit. If I think if I really laid it down.
What would you do?
I'd have to convince Shannon to go on a secret date with me.
We're going to Mamook's.
Mamook's. This is my favorite spot to bring women. You get out. You get out.
You get out.
We're at Mamook's.
Wait, what? Again? Another one? That's producer. Why you fuck? What?
I bring every girl to Mamook's.
Don't get it.
No, I'd have to convince Shannon to go on a secret date with me. I'm like, Shannon, we won't tell anyone we're going on a secret date. Let's just go somewhere fun, somewhere nice. I'd fucking impress her a little bit, pick her up in the Audi.
I'm taking you to Skankfest. Sponsored by CBD Balloons.
I got you a VIP pass.
You got two VIP passes. Then after that, we're going to go to Palisades Mall, go to Dave and Buster's. Skankfest South. We're going to go to Skankfest. Shannon, I need you to do all of the prep work for the show. But then, you're going to enjoy Skankfest.
Then it's me and you, man.
Yeah. You get to do the real life podcast with me.
Do you know how to apply clown makeup on your face? I'm taking you to the gathering.
Yeah, the popcorn has CBD in it. It's our new sponsor. Table CBD.
Codes are Beehive. What was the other one you had?
Oh, fuck. I can't. You guys are out of your
minds. Myrtle Beach or
Shannon, what will you come on vacation with me and baby James to be my babysitter? Wink, wink.
No.
Come on. Then at night, once the sun goes down, we'll get crazy.
Once he goes to sleep in the other bed.
There is also an alligator adventure at Myrtle Beach. That would be fun.
Shannon, what if we brought you to the alligator adventure? Look, now she's looking. Now she's into it, right?
For you and James. Yeah. That would be fun.
She's like, how much you like alligators?
I like all animals.
Well, I actually kind of like reptiles, so wait.
Is there a place where we can play with monkeys? Easy.
Come on!
Guys, fucking be cool.
Everyone be cool. Don't say Six Flags. Don't say Six Flags. Don't say Six Flags. Don't say Six Flags.
Just get a can of Coke. Everybody gets in for free.
It's a magical monkey experience.
Shit. Isn't that the show with Dave Temple? No, I'm just kidding. He's my boy.
Oh, no.
What sound was this?
The magical monkey experience. What'd you say?
It's in Gainesville. Like, how fun.
That's in Florida. Yeah. Shannon, I'm talking about Myrtle Beach.
Oh, I thought you just meant...
You're right. I think Florida's a bad idea for this time of year. It's too hot and
that's
humid.
That's way too hot.
That monkey looks terrifying. Look at that fucking monkey.
I gotta go back to Vegas. Maybe I'll just bring him to fucking Vegas with me and just get crazy.
That's hot, too.
Yeah, I know.
It's a dry heat.
It's dry heat. I like the dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Take him to see Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Baby James, we're going to the Luxor.
I think I'm going to do the Depraved in Vegas when I go in July. Maybe I'll get you on that one.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, great, can't man.
Wait. Oh.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
You get on Stress
Factor.
Does
that mean I'm booked?
I can't wait. So we're booked.
Do I have to pay for my own flight?
No. We don't have to pay for our own flight. No.
We will talk.
So we have to fly
business class.
Like JetBlue or something?
28 weird Father's Day gifts for 2021. Give me some of these weird Father's Day gifts. I'd love to see them.
Spirit.
What do you guys get me for Father's Day?
I
got you a bunch of abortions when we were dating.
That is actually my only two abortions in my life were both from Karen.
We don't have plan B. We have a gyro. We have an Ahmadi Alma salad. And we have an Ahmadi Ahmed. We do not have plan B.
Curse on it.
Okay, Yoli. I'm alone.
Curse on it.
The mummy too. Brendan Fraser. Yuck. Baby gun.
Baby gun.
Mummy.
What are some of these weird gifts ideas? I would love a gift for Father's Day.
First one's cookies with Dad's face on them.
Gay.
My cookies already had Lewis's face on
them. Bidets.
Brilliant ideas I had while pooping notebook.
Okay. For your trans dad.
Canopy.
That's cute. Yeah, for your bald head.
I could use that. That's a good gift for me.
Yep.
Is this the Bravo website or something?
Is that dog?
Honest Abe, hat for dogs.
You get that for sport.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Booze?
Venison whiskey.
Venison whiskey.
It's like a joke.
A whole range of dads here.
Right.
Totally Joe Rogan with that cool knife.
It's called Deer Slayer. That's
for your
that's pretty cool.
Your PTSD veteran father.
Right.
The knife was made from a tree.
A fishing pole, weenie roaster. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Weenies and marshmallows on the same fishing pole.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool if you have a pool.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You can bring it to my pool.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Second place dad.
That's hysterical. That's very funny. Oh my god.
Too real. A sip and stogie.
Stogie. That's a good Bobby Kelly gift.
That's what I was gonna say, yeah.
Except if it held ice cream.
Right, right.
Personalized meat card. Okay.
Man, people really hate their dads, huh?
Personalized meat card.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. Like Mother's Day, it's like, let's get her a day at the spa. Right. For dad, it's like fart in his mouth.
I got my dad a TV last year.
That's a nice gift. That's a
you got
real
your
gift.
Dad a TV.
Fuck these, all these stupid things.
You gave me TB 5 years ago.
Oh,
what's TB?
Tuberculosis.
You can't. It's like fucking hereditary.
Wait, what?
It's like a plague from like the 1800s.
You meant to say VD?
Did you go to Uganda with her or something?
VD works, but
you gave me malaria. Yeah. 7 years ago.
You gave me HIV.
Oh my
god.
Did you go to Venezuela with her or some shit? Fuck, you get malaria.
Oh shit. All right. Look, we're gonna wrap this one. This has been fun. We're gonna end it with a rap. I know Karen can rap. She's in this rap battle. Rap. We're ending every fucking show. We're ending with a rap. We're gonna go around the horn. Let's Shannon drop a beat.
Drop a beat.
We'll start with Figs.
Are you serious?
This is amazing. We rap with a rap.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the rap.
It's been a while, boy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just need a beat to drop.
Drop that beat.
Some West Coast shit.
Oh.
I'm so nervous.
I can't even hear it.
Can
you put
in
my tempo?
Can
you put in my tempo?
I'm white.
This is like this a roast battle.
I know.
Okay, it's going to drop
You're
soon.
You're kind of a comedian?
Oh, shit. It still didn't drop.
Bigger beat.
Biggie. Do
bigger fucking beat.
Building. It. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like this beat. Yeah, we get a better beat. The other beat you usually use is great.
There we go.
Oh, this one. Yeah. Let's go.
Turn up a little bit. Turn up a little bit the mics.
West side. Okay. Who's going first?
You are.
Okay, yeah. Oh, shit. I'm on. Oh, shit. I'm on. Carrie Freehand got a tampon that she borrowed from her mom. Yo, I'm Figgy. I'm a cute kid. I got a four inch dick. Yo, I'm Figgy. I'm a cute kid. Yo. Okay.
Karen?
That's all I got. Yeah.
Karen Fian's in the house. Let's go.
Karen.
We've had fun. This was a good time.
Uh-huh.
Sub to my OnlyFans, M&M69.
Reddit!
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 No! Don't
Reddit!
If you put www.reddit.com, you can see Karen with her tampons
no,
on.
No.
She's got a cucumber and she's licking it too.
No, I'm not.
Karen Freehand, are you a Jew?
I hate you. I hate you.
Zanhauser?
Here we go.
He's gone. Get it.
One. I got a big belly and my ass is hairy. When Zen is on rap, you must be wary. Gonna come hard, gonna come clean like I do. I'm a rap man machine. I don't know how to rap, but I can keep the beat.
Whoa!
I like to come on Karen's feet because I'm weird and I'm kind of creepy.
Show those feet.
Listen to me and I'm gonna be weepy. I don't know.
Crying on your feet.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, yeah. Shannon, your turn. Go off, Shannon. Let's go. Come on, Shannon.
Make Paco do it.
We just lost Malice. Malice is lost. We lost the stream. I think Malice is lost.
Malice just quit.
I'm not having sex with my boss, but I do know for sure that Malice is lost. Paco, it's your turn, Paco. Your turn, Paco.
Malice is fucking fixed.
Fix. See, dude, you need me. This is great. It's great. This
dude,
I'm unemployed. Look, fucking put me on the show.
When Dave Smith quits Legion of Skanks and we move Zach over to Legion of Skanks.
No, he quit?
No, when he does.
Oh, I thought you were going to put me on Skanks.
No, you're not on Skanks. You can't even guess on Skanks yet. But no, we'll move Zach over to take Dave Smith's place on Skanks, and it's a perfect show. Then you come and be my co-host on this show.
Fuck yeah!
And that's it. But you got to wait.
All right, okay.
Don't go start some other fucking Patreon podcast, doggy.
I won't. If we're being for real, Jack...
That's almost a goddamn guaranteed ending to the Dave Smith saga with Legion of Skanks.
And I don't have to pay for another show. It works out perfectly.
Awesome, man.
Thank you guys very much for watching Real Ass Podcast. 5 days this week. Holy shit. Making up some episodes. This has been a fun one. Support everyone on this show. These are some of the funniest comics in the world. We'll be back tomorrow with another incredible episode. Good night.
That's all, folks.